Hey, I have to applaud management here at Triple M, Southern Cross Oz Stereo, because they've listened to our avid listeners. They've listened to our family. We want local. We love local. Mm-hmm. We want our own sports show. And it's happening.
Yay.
4 to 6. You've got the Rush Hour boys, Bernie, Jars and Bluey. And Bernie is on the line starting next year when they come back in 2022, our own local sports show. Bern, congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, very exciting, isn't it? As you said, we wanted local. The people out there want local.
Yep.
The family, as Jars calls them, the Triple M family want local, and management have decided to do it. So very exciting opportunity for us, obviously, 4 to 6. Few concerns, though, for me. Jars,
yes.
He sort of fatigues about the 45-minute
yeah.
mark. so he's going to have a really, really big offset.
Yeah. And
do some concentration training,
yes.
or
yeah.
I'm not sure where he is actually at the moment because he's not here this week. Maybe he's going to start early.
Mm. Who put the knife in Mick Malloy's back, Bernie? That's what I want to know.
Well, I was wearing gloves, so they can't trace it back to me. But Jars, you know, he doesn't think about those things. He held the knife. Don't trace it back to him.
Yeah.
So just imagine 2 hours of these three clowns. You're going to hear more of this sort of stuff.
97% of people having showers outside live longer.
What would they see?
That would be Greg Norman's sound, but what would Jars' sound be?
Jane Warne joins the Rush Hour.
Warne, are we doing the T20s right as Australian team? Do we need specific coaches?
Would you put your hand up, Warne?
Yeah, maybe. If they decided to go down that and open it up and say, look, we want a specific T20 coach, then maybe, yeah.
Quality leg spinners
yes.
in T20 cricket is the way to go.
Yeah, like it.
How many would you play in a T20 match?
If I was doing the list, I'd have 3 leggies.
In the team?
In my bowling lineup.
Jeez.
And then have my, you know, my locals to cover the batting.
Yep.
But that's the way I'd go.
They're
over a long period of time, the leggies have done really well.
Tough to pick. I'll try and pick it on the TV. I've got no idea. So I tend to agree, Blue.
Bernie's beef.
Right, who's in your gun? Bluey on the boundary.
Clean belly, heel, bill of heel.
So one
yes.
thing, when they throw to you for the first time, what should you be prepared for?
To speak.
He's never going to let that go, Bluey. He'll die with
Bella
that.
Bella Hill. Yeah.
I don't know what's happened to that man. I don't know if we've dragged him down, but he was pretty normal before he joined us. And now he's a complete basket case. But
yeah.
I think that's what we are. We're real. It's like when I describe ourselves, I think it's like three mates talking at a pub.
Yep.
And we just do it on air. And that's we speak exactly how we think. We're honest and that's what the people enjoy.
Well, when I listen, Bern, I think you're absolutely right. There's a focus on local sport, but there's entertainment. There's a lot of laughs as well. So, and as we heard just then, you can do a very good cricket interview. So you do get your serious sport if you need it. No, but
yeah.
you can. You
yeah.
get information.
Yeah.
And obviously
yep.
in footy season, it's the same. But there are a lot of laughs as well. So, mate, well done. And this is fantastic that Triple M have decided to give us our drive time sports show back.
Nah, no worries. Thanks very much for supporting us, guys. Well done for number one, Brekkie, too.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
great.
Yeah, just thank Loz.
Was that Loz?
That's
Loz.
It's all me.
That's what you told me.
A week in the job.
Good
I
on
hit
you,
the bloodstream quick.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey, and Jars driving you home live in 2022 in Adelaide and also simulcast in Mount Gambier.